Will the real prophets please stand up? It's time for prophets to rise up with a bold voice and speak into the sin, speak into the nations, speak and prophesy against what God hates. That takes a certain boldness. Right now, you can find my new course, Developing Prophetic Boldness, at schoolofthespirit.tv. Now let's get into today's broadcast. When I was younger in the prophetic and prayer ministry, I was timid. I was not bold at all. I would literally run away from any opportunity to prophesy. I did not want any part of it. I was afraid. I had the fear of man. I had the fear of missing it. I had all kinds of fear. I was timid. And I didn't know how to find the boldness to step out and pray publicly, to prophesy with great authority, with weight on my words so that people would take me seriously. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do. I actually didn't care to. I didn't want to do it. That was the whole thing. I didn't see myself that way. And I remember my first mentor in the prophetic, she told me that I needed to start praying for boldness if I was ever going to give God glory as a mouthpiece. I struggled with the whole thing. I was timid. But God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So if you're not bold in your prayers, if you're not bold in your prophetic, then you might not be as effective as you need to be. I'm not talking about harsh. I'm not talking about rude. I'm not talking about being divisive. I'm not talking about being uber confrontational to where you're wounding people with your prophetic words. No, that's the exact opposite of what we want to do. Prophecy is motivated by God, so it must be motivated by love. And yes, sometimes there is tough love, but God doesn't wound us. God's not harsh. He's not rude. So then what is boldness? Well, boldness means a fearlessness before danger. It's like being fearless, but particularly before danger. Now, if you're, that's why God told the prophets, don't look at their faces. Boldness is showing or requiring a fearless, daring spirit. Boldness is bravery. It's courage. It's fearlessness. You know, the prophets in the Old Testament, they had to be bold. Nowadays, prophets, well, many of them, not all by a long shot, there's a lot of great prophets, a lot of bold prophets, but many just prophesy what people want to hear. Many are so pressured to prophesy that they just have a mixture in their prophetic words. Some of it's them, some of it's God. They tickle ears, they collect dollars. It's a little bit of a mess in some camps. And so we don't want to be like that. But we don't want to be timid and bold. Now, many of you are like I was. You're timid while speaking the word of the Lord. You're timid while praying publicly. And timid means lacking courage or self-confidence. And really, it's God confidence that we're after. Lacking in boldness or determination. Timid means fearful, feeble, and nervous. Come on, what kind of prophet is that, right? We need bold prophets and intercessors in this hour. The New Testament believers were bold, and it showed. I'll read you three scriptures before we pray. Acts 14, verse 13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. See, they could see the boldness. Boldness is perceivable. Boldness is visible. Not haughtiness, not pride, not arrogance, boldness. There's a difference. Acts 4, 29 and 30. Now look, Lord, at their threats and grant to your servants with all boldness that they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and the signs and wonders may be done in the name of the holy servant Jesus. Look at their threats. What did they say in the face of threats? Lord, give us more boldness. Listen, if you're a true prophetic voice, if you're a true intercessor, you're going to have persecution. People will threaten you. They will want you to shut your mouth. You have to pray then for what? Boldness. One more scripture. Ephesians 6, 18 through 20, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance as supplication for the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me. Listen, that I may open my mouth boldly. There it is. We want to speak the words of God with boldness, holy boldness, never confusing holy boldness for rudeness or harshness. We want the boldness that comes from God. We're going to pray into all that and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire, walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare. And I prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays to pray and prophesy and casting out devils. The nations are coming. We'd love to see you there. Our first service is at 10:47 a.m. You can watch that online. It's free to register if you're not in the region. Check it out at ahop.online, ahop.online. The second and third service are School of the Spirit at AHOP at South Florida. You can come out at 1:30 and 4 o'clock. If you're watching online, it's schoolofthespirit.tv. And if you want to go deeper with us in our online campus, we now have personal prayer rooms. So in other words, you can always send your prayer request as Web Church members, but now you can have personal prayer person to person via Zoom, as well as a personal prophecy, deliverance, personal healing rooms, personal prayer line. It was a personal pastoral advice, personal Bible study. It's all virtual. It's all virtual, but it's powerful. If you need it, check it out. Awakening. It's AHOP online. ahop.online/webchurch. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Developing Prophetic Boldness. This course will be available for the next week or so. Grab it while you can at schoolofthespirit.tv/propheticboldness. You want to overcome the fear of man when prophesying serious words. You need some clear action items on how to develop prophetic boldness in your life. You want to balance being bold in the Lord and speaking the truth in love, so much more. We'll talk about it later, but this is your official notice. Get it while you can at schoolofthespirit.tv. Drop those hashtags for me, hashtag Jennifer LeClaire, hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Let me know where you're coming in from, what city, what nation. I really would like to know. And today we're reading from Mornings with the Holy Spirit, the original devotional. Listening daily to the still small voice of God. Today's devotion from Mornings with the Holy Spirit. It is entitled, Wait for My Strategy. And here's what I heard the Lord say. You often feel an urgency to respond when situations arise, to put out that burning flame before it becomes a raging fire. I understand why, but what would happen if you slowed down and waited on me to show you a strategy to put out that burning flame? Many times I am already working in the background to put the fire out. If you wait on me, instead of taking action, you'll discover that the fire seems to go out on its own. Let me do the work, says the Lord. When I need you to do something, I'll tell you. Pray first. I'll guide you, and we'll make sure the fire gets put out. I love that. You know what it comes down to, guys? Being led by the Spirit. Being led by the Spirit. That's what we need in our lives. It boils down to that. We need to be led by the Spirit. Come on, led by the Spirit. Why? Because when you're led by the Spirit, you'll be bold when you need to be bold. When you're led by the Spirit, you'll discern rightly when someone's trying to rip you off. When you're led by the Spirit, you'll know what job to take, who to marry. When you're led by the Spirit, it solves all these problems. It really does. Wait on Him. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. He will direct your path. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Mornings with the Holy Spirit on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now, the prayer starter from the devotional. Help me wait on you. Give me wisdom and understanding to know how you want me to move or not move in every situation. I don't want to move in my wisdom. I want to move in your wisdom and your timing. I commit to waiting on you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we give you praise today because there's nobody like you. You are a beautiful God, a holy God, a mighty God. And everywhere, all the time, God, a God who sees us, who knows us, who loves us, who helps us, who watches over his word to perform it in our lives. There's just nobody like you. Nobody as beautiful as you. Nobody as righteous as you. Nobody as faithful as you. Nobody as awesome as you. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. We honor you today and we ask you to help us, Lord. Lord, help us. We ask you to forgive us for all the times that we ran ahead of your heart. Lord, would you forgive us for all the times when we ran ahead of your heart? Oh, Jesus, forgive us for all the times when we did not acknowledge you. We didn't ask you which way to go. We didn't ask you what job to take. We didn't ask you which friends to make. We didn't ask you what church to go to. We didn't ask you if we should have that surgery or believe you for the healing. We didn't ask you. Oh, God, forgive us for not acknowledging you in all of our ways so that you could fulfill your promise to order our steps, to make our path straight. God, we ask you to forgive us, and we forgive ourselves for the messes that we made because we were not led by your Spirit. Oh, you tried to lead us. Oh, you tried to guide us into all truth. Oh, you tried to warn us. Oh, you tried to speak to our heart. I know that you did, because you are not a man that you should lie. You always lead us into triumph. So you tried to lead us into victory. You tried to lead us into breakthrough. You tried to lead us into triumph, but we did not acknowledge you. You were ready and willing. You were waiting on us to acknowledge you. God, help us not to keep making that mistake. Help us, Lord, not to keep making those same mistakes, but to wait on you, to wait on your heart. Lord, you tell us in Romans 8:14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. A son is mature, not a child, a mature one. God, help us to grow up. Help us to do what the word says, so we can have what you say. We can have in your word, it never fails. We might fail, we might fall, but your word, it stands forever. Your word will never pass away. Your word will always work in our lives when we work it. Help us, Lord, for those who are led by the Spirit of God. Oh, they're the sons of God. So thank you, Father. Help us to learn. Help us to learn. Help us to learn how to be led by your Spirit. Help us to wait for that inner witness. Help us to wait on your yes or your no. Help us to wait. Help us not to rush ahead of you because we think it's obvious. Lord, we don't want to do what's obvious. We want to do what's holy. We don't want to do what's obvious. We want to do what's on your heart. We don't want to figure it all out in our mind, because you've already got it figured out. You know the end from the beginning. That's why they call you the Alpha and Omega. Lord, your word tells us that the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and you bear witness with our spirit over so many other things. You bear witness with our spirit over who to marry, who to carry along on our journey, who to disconnect from, what job to take, what to eat, what not to eat. Who, oh Jesus, help us to discern the inner witness. Help us, Lord, to discern the inner witness, the co-witness, the witness of the Holy Spirit within us. Oh, Lord, help us remember that we should be led forth by your Spirit and by peace. We can let peace be the umpire, deciding what is in and what is out, deciding what is good for us and bad for us. Even though it may be good for somebody else, it doesn't mean that it's good for us. Although it might be wrong for somebody else, does it mean that it's wrong for us? Although it may be right for somebody else, it doesn't mean that it's right for us. So help us to get our eyes off what other people are doing. Help us to stop being led by our head. Help us to stop being led by our emotions. Help us to stop being led by our feelings. Help us to stop being led by other people. Because when we're led by other people, we're being led by whomever is leading them. And if they're being led by the devil, then we're being led by the devil because we let someone who is led by the devil lead us. Oh God, help us to break this cycle in the name of Jesus. Help us discern your peace on a thing. Help us discern your grace on a thing. Help us discern your ways, which are higher than our ways, oh God. Lord, we don't want to live according to the flesh, because if we live according to the flesh, we will die. But if by the Spirit we put to death the deeds of the body, we will live. Help us, Lord, not to be led by our carnal nature, by our unrenewed mind, by what we've done in the past that worked last time. God, help us to get on our faces and cry out to you until we hear your still small voice, or discern your peace in our heart, or feel the co-witness in our spirit. Help us not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God by neglecting his leadership, by setting his wisdom aside, by failing to seek his wisdom in the first place. Oh God, would you help us? For the law of the Spirit of life has set us free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. And we don't want to come back under the ways of the world, which lead us nowhere good. We don't want to be influenced by the spirit of the world. We want to be influenced by the spirit of the Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord. Sanctify us in truth. Your word is truth. Help us, Lord, not to believe every spirit, because there's many voices in the spirit and they're all with significance. They all have something to say. They are fearful, some of them, and they are anxious, some of them, and they are dreading, some of them. So help us, Lord, to test the spirits to see if they are from you, because you've not given us a spirit of fear. I see that, Lord. Help us to stop being led by fear. You've not given us a spirit of fear. You've not put the yoke of bondage on us. You've not given us a spirit of fear. So help us to stop operating, stop following the strange voice of fear, to stop following the strange voice of anxiety, to stop following the strange voice of dread, to stop following the strange voice of grief. God, help us to stop being led by all these earthly emotions. Help us to crucify the flesh and the lust thereof and be led by your spirit and your spirit alone. Thank you, Lord. 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 Because if we're led by the Spirit, we're not under the law. If we're led by the Spirit, if we walk in the Spirit, we'll not gratify the lust of the flesh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. There's no God like you. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Holy Spirit. We exalt you, Father in heaven. We exalt you and we thank you. We are so grateful for your leadership, and we will not compromise your leadership anymore. Lord, help us to always put you first, to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, so that everything else we need can be added to us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Share this with someone quickly. We're going to pray about this holy prophetic boldness. So go ahead and share this quickly. Share on your timeline, via Messenger, via Twitter. And remember, it's a holy boldness we're after, because there's a harsh boldness. We don't want a harsh boldness that splits churches and splits movements. We don't want a harsh boldness that wounds people and curses others. We don't want a harsh, that's not coming from the Holy Ghost. We want a holy boldness. We want the spirit of holy on our boldness. Are you listening to me? Amen. We don't want a sexually perverse utterance, bold in the flesh, bold. No, we don't want a perverted boldness. We want a Holy Ghost boldness. Jesus, help us, Lord, not to allow Jezebel to infiltrate our utterance, but make us bold in the Holy Ghost. Father, in Jesus' name, we repent, Lord, for being timid when you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You've called us to be fearless, fearless in our prayer, fearless in our prophecy, never fearing man and what man can do to us. We're supposed to have the fear of the Lord, not the fear of man. The fear of man brings a snare. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make us fearless. Make us wholly bold. Make us brave in Christ. Make us courageous in you, O God. Make us fearless for your sake when we pray and when we prophesy, that we would not look at the faces of man and we would not look to please man, but we would look to please your heart, even if it means persecution. Help us, Lord, not to be timid. Help us not to lack courage or God confidence. Help us, Lord, not to lack the determination to press past the flesh and press past the soulish emotions that are saying, no, don't say that. Don't pray that. Help us, Lord, to be willing to be used fully by you, yielding our mouth to you in our prayer and in our prophecy. We don't want to be feeble-kneed. We don't want to be anxious. We don't want to be nervous. Help us, Lord, to be bold, bold, bold in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We ask you for boldness to share what you're saying, the way that you said it, with whom you've said it to, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help us when that spirit of fear comes to shut our mouth, when that Jezebel spirit comes to shut our mouth, when Adaliah comes to shut our mouth, to make us afraid, to cause us to want to run the opposite direction like Elijah running from Jezebel into the wilderness, into a cave. Lord, when that fear and uncertainty begin to grip our heart, fill us afresh with your spirit. Make us bold again like you did with the apostles and the disciples in the book of Acts, that we would do your will despite the consequences, knowing that you are with us, that you will never leave us or forsake us, even to the end of the age. Remind us in that moment when the fear comes, that the fear is coming to shut us up, because what you put in our mouth to say, what you put in our mouth to pray, is powerful and will do damage to the kingdom of darkness. Help us, Lord, to remember that fear doesn't come from you. You're the one who gives us power. You're the one that loves our heart. You're the one that gives us a sound mind. So help us to be strong and courageous, relying on you, relying on you, leaning our full personality on you, because it's not about us. It's about you. It's all about you. It's always been about you, Jesus. It's always going to be about you, Jesus. So help us to be bold, because we can't be obedient with that timid spirit on us. We don't want to be disobedient to your heart. We don't want to be a people who quench your spirit through our prayers, through our prophecies. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give us boldness to step out in faith and say what you want to say and pray what you want us to pray, whether who likes it, whether who doesn't, trusting that you will be with us, trusting that you will anoint us, trusting that you will give us utterance, trusting that you are the God of the outcome, trusting that you will give us the right words and the right audience, even when we feel afraid. In the name of Jesus, give us courage to stand strong in the face of opposition. In the name of Jesus, just like Elijah with the prophets of Baal, I thank you, Lord, that he was bold in the prophetic showdown. He was bold when he prayed for God to call down fire. He was bold. He was bold to stand for the truth, even when it wasn't popular. Lord, make us wholly bold to stand for the truth when it's difficult. Make us wholly bold to stand for what's right, even when it means persecution. Make us wholly bold to stand and keep standing in the evil day. You are able to make us stand. Help us keep standing boldly, prophesying boldly, praying boldly. And Lord, when the threats come, when the persecution comes, when the criticism comes, Lord, fill us again with holy boldness so we can stand firm on your word and never, 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 never compromise, God. We don't want to compromise. We don't want to water down the prophecy. We don't want to mix it with a little bit of sugar to help the medicine go down. Lord, we just want to speak your word, your unadulterated word. We don't want to put a period where you put a comma. Help us, yes, to speak the truth in love. Help us, Lord, to never cross the line and become harsh. Help us, Lord, never to cross the line into witchcraft. Help us, Lord, never to cross the line into patronism, Pollyanna prophecy, sugar candy coated prophetic words that don't do anything at all because they didn't come from your heart. Help us, Lord, to bless people boldly. Help us, Lord, to prophesy directional words boldly. Help us, Lord, to pray for your people to be healed boldly in the name of Jesus. I thank you. There's no compromise in our mouth. I thank you that no lying spirit will be found in our mouth because we will speak your truth in love. We will not back down in the face of adversity. We will not faint in the day of adversity because our strength is not small. Lord, give us wisdom with our boldness because we know boldness without wisdom can lead to folly. Lord, we don't want to be so bold that we lack wisdom, that we lack diplomacy, that we lack tact in the name of Jesus. Lord, we don't want to be bold for boldness' sake. We want to be bold when the spirit of holy boldness comes upon us. We don't want to manufacture it. It's not about us coming across bold. It's about you coming across truthfully. It's about you coming across clearly. It's about your word coming across rightly as you spoke it into our spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us discernment to know when and how to prophesy boldly. Help us, Lord, to know when we should keep our mouth shut and when we should prophesy boldly, knowing that just because we heard a thing doesn't mean we're supposed to share a thing. Just because we heard a thing doesn't mean we pray it in front of everybody or say it in front of everybody. Give us discernment. Strengthen us, Lord, to endure hardships for the sake of your word. Persecution comes because of the word. Help us, Lord, to let your joy be our strength so that we don't lose heart, so that we don't quit, so that we don't back up, so that we don't back down, so that we don't compromise your word, God. We do not want to compromise your word. So would you help us, God, in the name of Jesus? We thank you, Lord, for holy boldness even now in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We ask you for boldness, a clear clarion call to come from our mouth. Oh God, when we're communicating your words, let it not be like seeing through a glass darkly, but let us speak with a clarity. Let us speak with a not an eloquence, but with a power that we know that God is among them. They know that a true prophet is among them. They know there's a true intercessor among them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, when we open our mouth, fill it with your prophetic utterance, with your intercessory prayer utterance in the name of Jesus. Fill our mouth with words of life and let us speak them boldly. Fill our mouth with prophetic wisdom and let us speak it boldly. Give us a forehead like flint and a backbone like steel to stand against the opposition and help us, Lord, not to yield our tongue to the wicked one. Help us, Lord, to walk in humility. Help us never to cross the line into arrogance, into prophetic witchcraft, into strong delusion, into sexual perversion, because Jezebel is on the rise and attacking with a vengeance. Adaliah is attacking and rising and raging with a vengeance. Help us to stay humble. Help us to keep a clear mind. Help us to keep our tongue under control. If we can't speak something that's going to glorify you and forward your purposes, help us, Lord, not to utter a false word, not to utter words of mixture, not to utter words of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for holy boldness, holy boldness, holy boldness, holy boldness when it's time to speak, and holy humility when it's time to be quiet, holy boldness when it's time to speak, and holy humility when it's time to keep quiet. God, help us not to get into arguments in the prophetic or in prayer circles, but to get on your throne room, on our face, and cry out and sit in your presence until we hear your voice clearly and come back with the word of the Lord in our mouth. God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. There's nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody as beautiful as you. Nobody as holy as you. Nobody is awesome as you. There's just nobody like you, nobody that compares to you. You are the King. You are the Lord. You are the ruler. You are the Master. You are the Holy One of Israel. So we thank you for holy boldness in our prophetic utterance, in our prayer utterance, in our intercession. We thank you for holy boldness. We thank you for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. We give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. We magnify your name in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, somebody. Holy boldness. We see too many timid prophetics and prayer warriors. They're timid. They sound, some of these intercessors these days, they're very bold until the real war breaks out. Many of them are very bold until the devil says boo, until they get some retaliation. Then they back up on their boldness. I said many intercessors are really bold until they have the backlash, then they back up. Huh? Somebody needs to write that down and send it to me. I said many, many intercessors are bold until they face backlash, then they back up. Come on, somebody send that to me. I'm going to say it one more time. Too many intercessors are bold until they get the backlash and then they back up. When you get the backlash, it's not time to back up. It's time to press into prayer. Now, if you're a prophet, you should be an intercessor. Huh? I said, if you're a prophet, you should be an intercessor. All prophets pray. Jeremiah said, if they be prophets, huh? And if the word of the Lord be with them, let them make intercession. Amen. We've got to be bold and not arrogant. I've seen too many arrogant people. Too many. One would be too many. So please, please, please be bold, not arrogant. Get some training. Guys, we have this course. It's just launching shortly. You can grab hold of it. It's on Ultra Early Bird now for the next few days. Because God's Old Testament prophets were unyieldingly bold. But too many prophets today are like Ahab's yes men. And part of the problem is that people just demand words from prophets and make idols out of them to the point that they feel pressure to prophesy just to stay relevant. And so I don't know what happened, the chicken or the egg. I don't know what came first. But we cannot... We cannot be yes men. We cannot just prophesy what people want to hear. How are we going to stand before the Lord and we just prophesied bubblegum prophecies? Huh? I don't want to do that. I don't want to hear the Lord say, depart from me. I never knew you, worker of iniquity. You prophesied for money. Huh? Jesus. People, too many prophesy what people want to hear instead of the true word of the Lord. And in these perilous times, God's raising up prophets who will not shy away from declaring his truth. It's imperative that we learn how to overcome our fears and cultivate the courage that we need to deliver God's messages and pray without compromise. So who's this course for? Well, if you want to overcome the fear of man when releasing serious words, this is for you. If you need clear action items on how to develop prophetic boldness in your life, you want to know how do you do it, this is for you. If you want to balance being bold in the Lord while speaking the truth in love, it is a balance. It's a real balance, guys. It's a real balance. It's not always easy. You need great wisdom. If you want to balance being bold in the Lord while speaking the truth in love, this is for you. If you want to understand the difference between prophetic boldness and prophetic rudeness, because we're seeing some nasty stuff out there right now. It's wicked. It's not coming from the Lord. It's crossed over into harsh words that wound people, even curse people. From such turn away, from such run away. Amen. Be careful of divisiveness. That's not bold. It's arrogant and it's proud and it's self-serving and self-seeking. Be careful, careful, careful. I'll tell you more about that some other time, but go to schoolofthespirit.tv/courses/prophetic boldness and get that course while you can if it's going to help you. Another thing, guys, is my movie with my testimony is coming out. The film is called Vindicated. Now, I've also got a book called Vindicated, but the book is not my life story. The book is Keys to Seeing God's Justice in Every Area of Your Life. So the book, the film is about 45 minutes long, and it goes deep into my testimony. I've never shared this much before, and it's free to watch. The trailer is up, and you can sign up to be notified when the film debuts. You're going to go to jenniferleclaire.org/vindicatedfilm. jenniferleclaire.org/vindicatedfilm. And sign up for that. And if you want to be on my book launch team, I know it's early, but I need your help getting the word on this because this is really, I think, when from a practical perspective of my life's work, this will be one of the most important books I've ever written in my life because it doesn't just share parts of my story, but it shares, my husband abandoned me with our 2-year-old child, that I found myself facing 10 years in prison based on a false accusation for a crime I didn't commit, that I met Jesus in jail and God overturned the accusations and brought complete vindication. But even after salvation, I faced spiritual abuse, betrayal, slander, theft. My testimony is there. But you can also pre-order the book. If you want to do that, the best way to do it is go to jenniferleclaire.org and hit that pre-order button today. My publisher is saying, "Oh, there's nobody interested in this book." And I'm thinking, "Well, then why did you decide to publish it? I could have gone to a publisher that would have believed in the book." "Oh, we believe in it." "Well, it doesn't sound like it." I want to prove them wrong, and I want vindication from that statement that somebody there made. It was just not nice. But go pre-order the book today and go and support me in that if you can. You're going to go to jenniferleclaire.org, and right there at the top, there's a button to push for Kindle and for paperback. And then go to vindicated, go to jenniferleclaire.org/vindicatedfilm in order to get notified when the film debuts. The film will come out before the book. And let me know if you want to be on my launch team. You can do that at Jennifer. I got to still build on a book page, guys. I got to get somebody to do that for me, but we've had a lot of backlog right now. So, but the film page is up, jenniferleclaire.org/vindicatedfilm, and the book page will be up. But you can click the button on my homepage at jenniferleclaire.org and pre-order today. Let's just show them that this that we do want vindication and we do believe God can do it. Amen. So check that out as well, guys. I love you so much. If you want to help the ministry, we could use your help. We do need your partnership. We thank you for what you're doing. Some of you are partners. You can get into a lot of partner goodies when you become a partner at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You become a partner or sow a one-time seed there at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $PropheticBooks. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. PayPal is paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. The text to give, text the word GIVE to 754-701-2161. You can use the, what is it, Zelle? Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire.org. You can do all that. You can check that out. And I want to pray for you. Remember, I thank you, Lord, for these ones that are sowing today. I ask you to bless this offering back to the giver in Jesus' name. Amen. I lift up all of my School of the Spirit.tv students, my Ignite Prophetic Network, the Company of Seers, the Globe Prophetic Center students, as well as the Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, the Awakening House Church leaders, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, the Awakening Web Church members, and my local congregation here in Fort Lauderdale. I say, Lord, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Lord, give us this day our daily bread and help us, Lord, not to fall for the snare of the enemy. Help us, Lord, to stand and withstand in the evil day. And when we've done all we know to do, to keep on standing, we thank you for your goodness and your grace. There's nobody like you. Bring home prodigals, restore marriages, deliver us from evil in Jesus' name. Heal bodies, bring home prodigals. And I thank you, Lord, that you'll do it for your son's sake in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Remember, guys, jenniferleclaire.org/vindicatedfilm. It's free to watch. Get signed up to be to watch it when it comes out as well. JenniferLeClaire.org. Vindicated book is right there on the homepage. Pre-order that for me if you're going to do that. That maybe they'll change their tune then as well. And what else? Developing Prophetic Boldness, SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv/courses/ Prophetic Boldness. Get it on whatever's going to bless you. Guys, make sure you're following me wherever you're listening right now. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following me. Do what you got to do to stay connected. I love you guys. Have a breakthrough day.